We're doing the Ein Yaakov. We're in Brachos, in the standard Ein Yaakov. It's Ein Zayin Amud Beis, page 154. In the Gemara, this is Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi said, we know that we need 10 people to have a certain type of Zimun. Now, to say things of holiness, to have a minyan, to say God's name in Zimun, we require 10 people. V'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael. God has to have a representation of the Jewish people to give sanctity. And 10 people are considered representative of the Jewish people. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi taught, Tisha v'eved mitztafin, 9 Israelites and 1 Eved can combine to make 10. So what is an Eved? The Torah tells us, if a person goes to war and they win the enemy, so even though the enemy might kill all of us, if they won us, throw us into the Mediterranean, we don't do that. We're allowed to take some of them, sell them as slaves, keep them as servants. And then we have halachos of how we have to treat them. We have 1 year during which time the servant has a choice. Does he want to accept Judaism or not? If he accepts Judaism, then he gets a bris milah, he gets a circumcision, he goes to mikvah, and all of this is done for the sake of avdus, for the sake of being a Jewish servant, and then he remains for life, him, his kids, he continues, but he's not a ger, but he is an eved, somewhere in between. He's not a full-fledged Jew, he's not a non-Jew. He's obligated to do mitzvot like a woman. He's obligated to the mitzvot that are not time-oriented, and all the prohibitions, all the asay that are mitzvot asay shelo azman gama, that are not time-oriented, and all the prohibitions. So this guy is a quasi-Jew. He went to mikvah, but not for the sake of gear, for the sake of avdos. He had his circumcision, but all of this was to be an eved. Now, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi taught that if you have 9 Jews and 1 eved mitztafim, they unite to form a unit that you could do holy things. It's considered like you have 10 meitive. So the Gemara questions, Ma'aseh Rabbi Eliezer, shenichnas lebet hakneset velo matza asara. It happened that Rabbi Eliezer came to shul. They didn't have a minion. Maybe he lived on some hilltop. Maybe he lived in some givah. Maybe the Romans were persecuting them and everyone was scared of coming to shul. So he comes to shul and they don't have 10. So he has a servant with him. V'shicher avdo v'shlimo la'asara. So then he released his servant so that they'd have 10. Look at that. Minyan was so important to him. He gave his servant freedom just so that they have a minyan. Now, that seems to indicate that the servant could not complete a minyan unless he was freed. We just said that a servant could be number 10. And here we see Rabbi Eliezer released him. So we understand from that, shicher in, only because he released him could he be counted for the minyan. Lo shicher lo, but had he not released him, then not. So the Gemara says, who told you they were missing only one? They needed 2. They were short 2. He had 2 servants with him. Shicher chad, 1 servant he had to release, because you could have 1 servant joining the minyan. You can't have 2. So he had to release 1, and then he became a full-fledged Jew, and then he became number 9. And then number 10 was the other servant, the nafik bechad, and they used the other one to be the number 10. So here we see, if we think about it, minyan. Look at how important minyan was to them. We think about it, yeah, no, I'll make it, hopefully. He's willing to release a servant. That's a lot of money. So the Gemara says, V'heichi avid hachi, how did he do that to let his servant go? V'amar Rabbi Yehuda, m'shacher avdo, ovir ba'aseh, sh'nemar l'olam b'hem t'avodu. That's in transgression of the commandment that one should keep them for work. So what's he letting them go for? Well, why did he do that? Answers the Gemara, l'dva mitzvah shani, for a mitzvah, you could let him go. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Mitzvah ba ba veirai. Didn't he sin in order to perform the mitzvah? Answers the Gemara, mitzvah derabim shani. No, this is a mitzvah of the masses. When you help a minyan, so that's like a mitzvah of the masses. So that's okay to let him go for that. So this gives us 2 concepts. This teaches us, 1, how important it is to have a minyan. That's called a mitzvah derabim. It overrides other concepts. And number 2, it shows us that the idea of releasing a slave is not the end of the world. We wouldn't say eat non-kosher in order to fill a minyan. We wouldn't say drive in a car to fill a minyan. So even though we say it's not that's not the direction the Torah wanted us to go, for whatever reason, that deserves its own class, why the spirit of the law is not with it. But it's not like other things where the Torah says don't, and we wouldn't say, well, for a minyan I'll do it. V'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi taught, L'olam yishkim adam lebet ha-kneset, k'dei she'yizkeh v'yimneim asara rishonim. A person should always try to get up early, to come to shul, so that he'll be of the first 10. She'afilu me'a ba'im acharav, kibel schar kulam. Because even if 100 people come after him, if he's from the first 10, he gets all of their wages in the world to come. The Gemara says, schar kulam sa'kadai tach. Do you really think he gets their wages? They don't get anything for what they did. Ela eima no'nim no schar kinigit kulam. But what it means is they give him wages corresponding to all of them, because he's the one that filled in the minyan. Thanks to him, they had capacity to daven b'tzibul. So corresponding to all of them, he gets sachal. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman taught, katana yudea lemim vachin mezamnin alav. And this, the Sephardim and the Yemenites, they go with this. Once a child knows the concept of who we're blessing, so then he could join a zimun. That's why he'll be at a Yemenite home, and they'll invite you, and it'll be you and the Baal HaBayis and their 8-year-old kid, and they'll do a zimun. Because they hold like this. Once you have a kid who knows who we're blessing to, he could join the zimun. And now the Gemara gives us a story. We have two Amoraim, two Kohanim, Abaye and Rava. They appear on almost every page in the Shas. Abaye and Rava were two Kohanim, the descendants of Eli HaKohen. Abaye was orphaned as a kid, and he was adopted by Rabbah Bar Nachmani. Rabbah Bar Nachmani was the chief rabbi in Babylon. And these two kids, they learned by him, and they became the giants of the next generation, Abaye and Rava. So Abaye and Rava, havu yad vei kamei de Rabba. They were both sitting in front of Rabba. And Rabba wanted to know if he could use, I guess, one of them to join the Zimun. Amalu Rabba lemin mevarchin. Rabba asked them, who do we bless when we make a blessing? Who are we saying the blessing to? So obviously they knew their blessings by heart, but that wasn't good enough. He wanted to understand, do they know what they're saying? Now you can see my kids. They know their blessings by heart. They have no clue what they're saying. Yeah, they can say it. They don't know what they're saying. They can say Nasher Yotzer. They can say Birch Samazon. They have no clue what they're saying. But okay, the first stage in Chinuch is get the kid used it. So Rabbah asks them, who are we saying the blessing to? Amru lei l'rachmana. We say the blessing to God. V'rachmana hecha yativ. He asks them, where is God? Where does God sit? Rava achvi d'shmei talila. Rava pointed to the ceiling. Abaye nafik lebrach veknapei shmaya. Abaye walked out of the house and he pointed to the heavens. Set up there. Amalu Rabba tavaychu rabbanan avitu. Rabba said, you'll both be big rabbis. You both are sharp kids. Hainu dam reinshi. That's what people say. Butzim butzim mikatve yediya. When you have young plants, you could already see which ones are going to grow to be what. So these kids were already so sharp at such a young age. So far, so good, guys. We're all together. Yeah, Shlomo. Okay. Rachmana means the merciful one, which is a reference to Hashem. Sometimes we call the Torah Hashem. We say Rachmana Omar, Hashem said, and we mean the Torah said. Yeah. So you see, he didn't just buy into what they said. Who do we make a blessing to? God. Okay, so who is God? Where is he? You see, he wanted to see, do they understand? The fact that they could say it doesn't mean they understand it. It's one of the things we have to see when we decide is a kid of chinuch age or not. We have to see, what does he understand? Not just what can he repeat. The next Gemara is a story about Yanai the king. Now, Yanai, it's possible there were two Yanais in Jewish history. Yanai was a king from the Asmonean kingdom. Do we have a Gemara Kedushin here? The Gemara says, we have the following story about Yanai. listen. 1 second. Maaseh b'Yanai HaMelech. The story goes with Yanai, the king. Shalach lekuchlit shebamidbar. He went to this place in the desert, v'kiveshem shishim krachim. Conquered 60 cities out there. So far, so good. Uvachazarto haya sameach simcha gdola. And when he returned, he was very happy. He had just been victorious in a great war. V'kara lekol chachmei Yisrael. And he called all the elders of Israel. Okay. אמר להם אבותינו היו אוכלים מלוכים בזמן שהיו עסוקים בבניין בית המקדש אף אנו נאכל מלוכים זכר לאבותינו. Our forefathers, when they were building the temple, they used to eat pickled things as they were building the temple. They didn't have money with them, they were impoverished, so whatever money they had they spent on building the temple. So let's remember that our forefathers were so poor, and let's eat pickled things in memory of them, and give thanks to Hashem who saved us and gave us so much wealth that we're not like our forefathers. So let's have a meal in memory of the poverty we came from. Now we're so successful here in the Second Temple. Yanai was a Kohen from the Asmonean kings, and Yanai invites the rabbis to join him in the meal, celebrating the victory and commemorating where we came from. So even though he had gold tables set out, they brought out pickled vegetables, because that's what poor people eat, that's something that lasts a long time. And they all sat down and ate with him his meal, celebrating his victory and thanking God that we're not where our forefathers were, where all they could eat was pickled vegetables. There was a man there who was a joker with an evil heart and no yoke of heaven. Ve'elazar ben Puira shmo. And there was this man, his name was Elazar ben Puira. Vayomer Elazar ben Puira le'yanai ha'melech. So Elazar ben Puira, now that we have this introduction, what type of fellow he is, he told Yanai the king, Yanai ha'melech libam shel pushim alecha, u'ma ase haken lehem betzit sheben enecha. He said, I have to tell you that these rabbis, what are known as the Prushim, they hold on to tradition, they don't really love you. Deep down inside, they hate you, and they're not happy that you're successful. So he asked them, how can I find out if you're right? He said to them, put the tzitz on your forehead, and the tzitz is a holy garment that the Kohen Gadol wears. And he claimed when you put the tzitz on your forehead, you'll see they'll all stand up from the meal. Why would they stand up? Because God's holy name is written on the tzitz. So he told them, put the tzitz and you'll see. Hekim nem tzitz sheben inav. So he put the tzitz on his forehead. V'ayasham zaken echad Yehuda ben Gedidia shmo. So there was an elder among the rabbis named Yehuda ben Gedidia. Vayomer Yehuda ben Gedidia liYanai haMelech. So Yehuda ben Gedidia said to Yanai, Yanai haMelech, Rav lach keter malchut, hanach keter kuna lezaro shel Aaron. He said to him, Yanai, you're king, it's enough that you wear the crown, leave the crown, the glory of the kahuna to the descendants of Aaron. Shayu umrim, because people used to say, Imonish bit ben amodim, his mother was taken into captivity, and because she was taken into captivity, she was defiled, and she was really unfit for his father, and he was a disqualified kohen. His mother was really not permitted to his father, after the halacha says that a kohen can't marry a woman that was defiled by non-Jews. So his mother had been taken into captivity. It wasn't like she was dancing around with anyone, but at the end of the day, his father shouldn't have married her, and he did. So he was a disqualified kohen. He shouldn't be wearing the tzitz. He's not fit to be a kohen gadol. Vayivukash hadavar velo nimtza. Vaibadlu chachmei Yisrael bizam. So the king got upset at the rabbis. Vayomer Elazar ben Puirna liana yamelech. So this character who got all the trouble rolling in the first place, Elazar ben Puirna said to Yanai the king, Yanai yamelech ed yotche b'Yisrael kachu dino, v'ata melech v'kohen gadol kachu dincha. Does the average Jew accept being shamed like this? And you, the king, you let them shame you like this at your party? You want to put on a crown of the Kohen Gadol? They don't let you. And a regular Jew wouldn't put up with that, that at his own party someone tells him what to wear and what not to wear. You, the king, you're going to be quiet when this happens? So Yanai asked the Mumai, I said, what should I do? Imata shomea la'atzati. So Elazar said, if you listen to me, romsam, kill him. Kill out all the rabbis. V'torah matei aleha. So Yanai said, wait a second, but who's going to teach Torah if you kill all the rabbis? We're going to forget all the Torah. So he said to him, "Arekucha munachat bekeren zavit." What do you mean? There are plenty of Sifrei Torah around. No one's saying to burn all the Sifrei Torah. Kol ha'rotzeh lilmod yavo v'ilmod. Whoever wants to learn Torah could just open a Torah scroll and learn. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak miyad nizrika bo apikorsut. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says the fact that Yanai accepted that claim shows that he moved away from tradition. He should have answered him, that's the written law. What about the oral law? What about all of the tradition? If I kill out all the rabbis, what's going to be with the tradition? So he got the spark of the evil decree, Elazar ben Puira. So this Hasmonean king, Yanai, started murdering all the rabbis. And the world was desolate. You'd look for someone to learn Torah by, you couldn't find the rabbi. Yanai was murdering any rabbi he could get his hands on. Until Shimon ben Shetach came, and he brought it all back. How did Shimon ben Shetach bring it all back? Shimon ben Shetach was his brother-in-law. So Yanai's wife was Shimon ben Shetach's sister. And she hid him. So when he killed out all the other rabbis, Shimon ben Shetach was left alive in hiding. So our story picks up after all the rabbis have been murdered. That there aren't rabbis to be found in the state of Israel. And the Gemara begins, our Gemara in Brachos. Yanai Malka Umalkita. Yanai the king and his queen. Karichu Rifta Bade Hadadi. They were breaking bread together. They were having some kind of meal. Umidekata lehu lerabanan, and after he killed out all the rabbis, now we know the history to that. We just saw that in Kiddushin. After he killed out all the rabbis, lo havaleinish levruchele, he didn't have anyone around who could make a blessing for him. He didn't know how to bench. Amala lidbitu manyav langava demevarchlan. He said to his wife, "I wish I had a rabbi here who could bench for me. We just had this meal. I want to give thanks to God." Remember, Yanai started off being a good guy. The whole meal started off as a meal of giving thanks to Hashem. It was this advisor who got him riled up for the bed. So he said, "I wish I had a rabbi here. I wish I had someone here who could bench for me."
Is this a real story?
Seems that way.
Like, how does the miller, like, not know how to bench?
So the truth is that the Tzlach, the Noda Biyuda, has a long piece on this. He asks your question. He says, there was no one around the new benching? The king didn't know how to bench? What does this mean? That he says, I wish I had someone to bench. So Noda Biyuda goes through a long pshat. We could say a short pshat that the Eitz Yosef says over here. He says, we saw on the previous page that the one who benches also has a blessing in which he blesses the host. He wishes the host that his business be successful, etc., etc. As we saw 2 times ago. We saw that, you guys remember? We saw the whole blessing that's said in honor of the host. So The Eitz Yosef says, what Yanai was saying is, do we have any holy person around whose blessing would be worthwhile? His point wasn't who's there around who knows how to bench. Remember, in those days, the one who led the zimun, the one who led the benching, was also the one who added the blessing in honor of the host. If Yanai does his own benching, he doesn't get blessed. He needs to have a guest to bless him. He wants a guest who's a worthwhile guest, whose blessing will have weight. Amra le, so his wife said to him, Ishtavali, deimaitina lach gavra delo metzaret le. She says to him, promise me, if I bring you a rabbi, you won't start up with him. Ishtavala, so he promised. Aitite le Shimon ben Shatach achva. So she brought out her brother Shimon ben Shetach. Otve ben didei le dida. So Yanai gives him a seat, a front row seat, between himself and the queen. Amale chazi kama yikra avid nalach. Yanai said, look at how much honor I give you, Rabbi. It's his brother-in-law. Amale lo at kamokritli. So Shimon ben Shetach says to Yanai, you didn't honor me. Ela oraita demokritli. The Torah gave me this honor. Tichtiv. It says in the Torah, it says in Mishlei salsileh utrom imecha. If you work at knowing Torah, the Torah will come back and give you its honor. Amala kachazit lo mekable marut. He said to his wife, Yanai said, you see, they don't listen, you see? I tell the rabbi, I give him honor, he gives me an answer. Yavle kasa lebruche. So Yanai gave Shimon ben Shetach, his brother-in-law, he gave him a cup, and he said, here, bench. Honor us with benching. Amar hechi avarech. So Shimon ben Shetach said, how do you want me to bench exactly? I didn't eat from this meal. You want me to bench over something I didn't eat? Baruch she'achal Yanai v'chaverav mishelo. Blessed is the one that gave Yanai food to eat. Benching is about thanking God for the food he gave you. I can't bench. I didn't eat anything. Shatei lahu kasa. So he drank that cup of wine. Yavelei kasa achiti ubarich. And then he took another cup. And now that he partook of one part of the meal, he joined them for benching. And he blessed him. Amar Rabbi Abba Breder Rav Chia Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shimon ben Shetach David legamehu David. Shimon ben Shetach went along with his own opinion the way he did that. Deachi Amar Rav Chia Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan leila menom mutzit arabim dechovatan ad sheyochal kezayit agan. Because we hold that you have to eat some food with them. You can't just drink a cup of wine and then bench for them. You should eat at least the kezayis of grain. So, what we see thus far today, we saw that a servant can join a minion. We saw that Rabbi Eliezer freed his servant in order to have a minion. We said because it was a mitzvah of the masses, so that takes precedence. We saw that a person should get up early for shul, so that he'll be one of the first 10. So then he gets everyone else corresponding wages to everyone else that comes after him. We saw that a minor katan could join in benching if he understands who God is. And we have the story of Abaye and Rava, that Rabbi Bar Nachmani asked them to see that they understand who they're making the blessing to. Then we saw the whole Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Samech Vav. We saw the Amud about the story of Yanai, who came back from winning 60 cities, made this whole party, invited the rabbis, wanted to become a Kohen Gadol. The rabbis wouldn't agree that he was even a qualified Kohen. When they looked into it, turns out he was okay. And then he killed out all the rabbis. And then the only one that was left was Shimon ben Shetach. And then we had our story where Yanai wanted someone to come and bench for him. And that's when his sister agreed to reveal Shimon ben Shetach if he promises her not to harm him. And then once he drank one cup of wine with them, he was willing to bench. And we said that we don't go like that. We say that a person should at least eat a kezayis of grain with the people that are eating in order to join them for benching.
That story, it was because
That's why they said he's not qualified to be a Kohen Gadol. He's not even a qualified Kohen, right? For sure, not a Kohen Gadol. Okay.